The Cavalcade of America, sponsored by DuPont, maker of better things for better living through chemistry, presents Pat O'Brien in Iron Camels. Tonight, Cavalcade brings you the story of a modern Casey Jones. A story about the railroads and the railroad men of the Army Transportation Corps and the vital part they played in the winning of Tunisia. It is a true story, based on a detailed report from a correspondent in North Africa. It was adapted for Cavalcade by Sue Taylor White as a play for one of motion pictures' outstanding personalities, Pat O'Brien. And so tonight on the Cavalcade of America, Pat O'Brien as Lieutenant Colonel Steve Carey of the Army Transportation Corps.
Sounds in the world. The working song of a big steam locomotive. Today you can hear that sound in places where there's never been any form of transportation other than a horse or a camel or a man's back since the dawn of time. The sound of an American locomotive installed and operated by the United States Army Transportation Corps. Now, just because I'm an officer in the Transportation Corps, I'm not going to claim we win all the battles single-handed. No, indeed. The Army is a team, and it's the teamwork that counts. But you must remember this. Every gallon of gasoline, every bomb and bullet and shell that you folks at home turn out has to reach the fighting fronts before it's any good to any of us. And that takes men and wheels, railroads and railroad men. Nowadays, an Army marches on its ammunition trains. In the North African desert, they call them Iron Camels. It was just behind the front of the Kasserine Pass. Remember that name? Kasserine Pass? That's where the Germans licked us. Yeah, almost. It was a hot night, and I was in a little hut next to our tracks doing some paperwork. The men had worked like dogs all day, laying a double track right up to the front lines, and we were all dead tired. But every so often, an ammunition train would rumble past us, taking a load of shells up to the artillery boys who were handing it out to the Germans as fast as they could shove it into the guns. So we knew we'd done our job and done it right, and we were feeling pretty good. There was only one thing I noticed that I didn't like. The sound of that artillery fire seemed to be getting nearer, and that was liable to mean trouble.
Say, Colonel.
What do you want, Collins?
Well, are you busy, Colonel?
Busy? No, no, of course not. I just sit here looking at the scenery all night long.
Yeah. Beautiful, ain't it?
What do you want?
Colonel, I got a feeling...
Now, listen, this is transportation, not the medical corps.
Oh, I ain't sick, Colonel, but do you hear that artillery?
Of course I hear it.
Well, I got a feeling we're going to start moving backwards.
Yeah? Suppose you go to sleep somewhere and stop demoralizing the armed forces.
Okay, sir, but here comes a courier, and I'll bet he didn't come up here to pass out medals.
Colonel Carey?
That's right. Give it here. All right. Tell them we're on our way.
Yes, sir.
Collins?
I know, sir.
Shut up. We've got four locomotives. Detail men to get them hot and high pull the hell out of here.
Yes, sir. But two of them hogs are as cold as the back of my neck, sir.
We're not leaving good American steam engines for the master race to play with. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Where's that French section boss?
There he is, leading the band. Hey, Roe!
Come to listen to our concert, monsieur?
Beautiful. Some music, eh?
Yeah. But look, we're pulling out, Roe.
Out?
I want all those Arabs on board a train and out of here in 1 hour. You help Collins warm up those two cold engines.
Yeah, but where we go? The front lines are so close already, monsieur.
We're not going to the front lines. We're going away from them. The Germans are breaking through the Kasserine Pass.
No, monsieur.
Oh, yes, monsieur. The American army is in retreat. Now, you're boss of section hands. Don't lose any. Let's move. We'll be right back.
man, will you? I can't see that valve.
Now, what happened to that other wrench?
Oh, it ought to come a little this way. Ought to drop slow now.
Collins, where's Collins?
Right here, sir, right here.
We got this engine hot and ready to scramble.
Put Blackburn on her. Send her out. Go on over to number 6, see what's holding them up there. Blackburn, get aboard and take her out.
Yes, sir.
Come on, hop on.
Come on,
you?
Get aboard, Joe.
Hey, where's next?
Give her the gun, Blackburn. Well, that one's gone. What's the matter here? Collins, what are you doing?
We'll never get these two babies hot. Not in time, sir. Ah, they're getting awful close with that artillery.
All right, son, now look. We'll leave this one and number 7 behind. Take off her side rods. I don't want any jewelry left on her. Burn out her pistons and do the same with number 7.
Colonel Carey. Colonel.
Yeah, that's right. Over here. I'm Colonel Carey.
The Germans just broke through the pass.
What do you mean, broke through? Isn't anybody fighting them anymore?
Fighting them all the way, sir. But there's no telling when they'll be down on us.
Boy, I can feel the ground shaking now.
All right, Collins. Let's see one of your burning torches. Come on.
Ain't we getting out?
We'll put on the last engine. Those two coal hogs have got to be made useless.
Hop up here. Yes. Here's a torch.
All right, give me gas. Got a match on you?
Here, I'll light this up.
More oxygen. Stand by. Here goes a good piston.
Boy, look at that steel burning. Well, it's just one locomotive that ain't going to carry no Germans very far. Say, sir, why don't we just blow up these two engines and scram?
Collins, I got a feeling we'll be back here soon. And I'd rather fix a busted piston than put an exploded locomotive back together again.
Uh-oh, they're shooting at us.
Give me more oxygen.
But, gee, maybe they're only over that hill there.
More oxygen.
Oh. Uh-oh. That one nearly parted my hair.
Look, go on over to number 7 and see if they got steam up. If he's still cold, tell Smoot to burn her pistons. And I mean burn, see? Like I'm doing it here. Scorch her guts out. And get everybody who isn't working already on number 8. She's the only one left to get away on.
You sure we got time to burn her out, huh?
Son, the only thing I'm sure of right now is that the German army is coming through those hills. Now get going.
Yes.
Hey, Collins.
Yes, sir.
You ready to pull out of here?
Yes, sir.
Watch it, duck! You all right?
Well, I've been better, Colonel.
Is that Smith in the cab with you?
Right here, sir.
We burned out number 7, and this one's hot and ready to go, sir.
All right, boy, give it the gun. Go ahead.
Well, ain't you coming? This is the last iron camel out of here.
No, I'll cut across that bend out there and make sure all the men are cleared out. You two slow down beyond that gully and pick me up there. Get her rolling. Go ahead. I'll be right around the bend.
Okay, sir. So long. Well, let's go, Smitty. Start her rolling.
Okay, sir. Who, me?
Yeah, you. Start her rolling. That's an order.
Now, look, Sergeant,
I'll... Now, listen, Private First Class. I don't want no arguments. I got to look out of this window here and watch out for the colonel. You got to do the driving.
Well, if that's the way you want it, sir.
Well, that's the way I want it. Hey, wait a minute. What are you doing turning on the steam? Are you crazy?
That's what I mean, Sarge. I tried to tell
you. Try to tell me what?
I can't. I never drove no locomotive in my life.
I don't care if you never... Wait a minute. You don't know how to drive this thing?
Uh-uh.
And you're in the Army Transportation Corps? Ah, what can the government be thinking of?
Well, Hey, Sarge, I don't think this is no time to stand on ceremony. I think you better drive.
You think I'd be asking you to pilot this pig if I could do it myself?
Oh, I get it. You can't either. You can't either.
No. And we ain't got no temper, no correspondence school course. Get out of my way.
Well, what are you going to do, Sarge?
I'm going to learn by trial and by error. What's this thing?
Uh-oh. I think that was an error.
Oh, yeah? So concentrate on silence, okay? Well, here's something. Hold on, I'll give this one a pull. Well, there. See, we're moving.
Yeah, we're moving. Hey, Sarge, we're going backwards. We're going toward the German lines. Hey, shut that thing off.
All right. Stop all the time criticizing. Here we go, frontwards. I hope.
Hey, there it is. Now, you did it all right. Boy, sure feels good to be getting out of here. Hey, look back there. Those German tanks coming around the hill?
I got no time to look back. At the German tanks, I feel more interested in looking straight ahead.
Boy, look at us go around this old turn. Hey, there's the colonel up ahead. Slow down.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking myself. Where's the brake, I wonder?
Brake? Wait a second. Oh, here, I'll pull this. Oh,
stop pulling the whistle. I'll try this handle.
I think we're in a rut, Collins. All we do is make noises. Now, come on, do something. We're going to pass the colonel.
Well, hold on. I'm going to pull everything. Hey.
Boy, you sure stopped her, Collins.
Yeah, I sure did.
There's the colonel. Oh, Colonel!
What are you trying to do, flatten the wheels?
Oh, me and the Sarge were sort of experimenting. Hop in, Colonel.
Well, stop experimenting.
All the men got out on the other engine. The Germans won't find anything now but scrap back there. Get her going now, Collins, and fast.
Well, Colonel, you see...
We're shop men, Colonel. We never run one of these before.
You didn't? Get away from that throttle.
Yes, sir. Say, where are we heading for, Colonel, if you don't mind telling us?
No, I don't mind telling you. We're going to Metlooey. You boys feel tired?
I don't feel nothing in this cement mixer.
Because if you do, you'd better find something to lean against and get some sleep.
Well, I was thinking of sleeping in Metlooey.
Well, forget it. As soon as we hit Metlooey, every man who can stand up is going to load the machine shops onto flat cars and push off.
Load the machine shops? Are we going to be cut off in Metlooey, too?
We're being swamped. We're in retreat. So loosen your belts and relax, boys. You got the hardest job in your lives waiting for you 10 miles down that track.
Roll!
Order!
What does it do with the slotting machines? I don't see them on the cars.
All these slotting machines are on the last flat car with the radio drill press. Wait on the line there.
All right, now look. Take your A-Rabs and go over the whole string. Make sure everything's lashed down tight. We're pulling out in an hour.
Wait, monsieur. The Shermans are getting the range.
Yeah, you better make it 40 minutes instead of an hour. Go ahead.
Wait, monsieur.
We just got a call over the field telephone. The Germans have cut the tracks on both sides of us. We can't roll this stuff out, and Captain Allen's asking for orders, sir.
No, he is, huh?
Yes, sir. If you want to blow up the machinery before the Germans get here, well, I got 3 squads all set to go to work.
Well, that's thoughtful of you, Collins. Now, I'll tell you what. Take your squads, roll out those trucks in that shed over there, get hold of Rule, unload everything off the flat cars and onto the trucks.
Yes, sir. But I'd just like to remind you, sir, there ain't no roads in this here country.
We'll cut across the desert.
Then you don't want no demolition squads now, huh?
Now, listen, Collins. We're not going to blow anything up as long as we can move a muscle. Too many guys worked hard to turn this stuff out, and too many guys gave their lives sailing it across the ocean. Now get that stuff out of those trucks. We'll blow it up when it needs to be blown up. Until then, it's moving day, and move!
Order number 152M3. Immediate attention. Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Carey, Transportation Corps. We are attacking. Germans are destroying all railroad track as they retreat. Repair of track essential to success of our movements. You are to rebuild track up to front lines at maximum possible speed, keeping pace at all times with moving front. You will be under attack by German air forces, but we will give you as much air protection as we can spare. Acknowledge. Signed, Johnson, Adjutant General Headquarters.
Well, we built it. Track and track and more track and even bridges. I remember one bridge especially in Tunisia. We'd build a line all the way up to this river and, well, the bridge stopped us cold. It was ripped up by the Germans, so you couldn't get a kiddie car over it, let alone a locomotive. Up ahead, our army was battling the Germans. On our side of the bridge, our trains were waiting, filled with ammunition and supplies that the boys just had to have. Oh, we worked days and we worked nights. It was near mature. You remember that name. The Germans were throwing everything they had at our boys. And here were train loads of supplies waiting to cross the bridge. Well, finally, one afternoon, we had track laid almost the whole length of the bridge and on its approaches.
Hey there, Rule.
Oh.
How does it look?
One hour more, Colonel, and I believe we will be finished.
Nobody can work like Arab section hands.
Yeah. You know, I was kind of afraid I'd have trouble with them. Different kind of people and all, you never can tell.
Just let me keep handling them and there will be no trouble.
You don't suppose they could stop that singing, do you? Makes it kind of hard to concentrate. Unnerves me sometimes, you know.
I think it will be better they keep singing, Colonel. You see...
Here comes a Luftwaffe again.
Everybody down, take cover. Roll, tell them to take cover and stop that singing.
Gardez-vous! Gardez-vous!
Better get down into the stage, Colonel.
Coming. Come out down in here, Collins.
Yes, sir.
Oh, if they bust up that bridge again, I'm going to go crazy. Oh, listen to those Arabs. Are they nuts?
You are listening to the Cavalcade of America, sponsored by DuPont, presenting Pat O'Brien as Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Carey of the Transportation Corps, U.S. Army. Our play, Iron Camels, is the story of the railroads and railroad men and the part they played in the campaign in Tunisia. Colonel Carey and his men have worked day and night to repair a blasted bridge over which ammunition must be carried to the American troops. While they work, again and again, the Luftwaffe attacks.
Here they come! Dig in!
Right with you, sir.
Get them out of the stripers! Listen to those Arabs now.
They are happy now, so they sing louder. As I was saying before, Colonel, I think better you allow them to sing.
Yeah, I feel better myself, I guess, when they're singing. Hey, Collins, anybody get hurt?
No, everybody's okay, sir. We're going to have clear track in half an hour, sir, right through to the front.
Ah, that's wonderful. Go to the field telephone and notify headquarters. They can start those ammunition trains coming through. The stretch is clear.
Right, sir.
Rule, you better get going.
Holy cats, those Harneys are on us again.
Oh, you'd think they let a man finish his job before they...
Look! Here, look! American planes, Mustangs, they're fighting off the Germans.
All right, scatter your men, Rule. Scatter them. Everybody down. Dig in, all of you. There's a plane falling and it's one of ours. Jump in here, Rule.
Oh, that poor kid, look at him up there.
Any room in that trench?
Jump in, you lunatic.
Look at him, sir, he's trying to pull out. Colonel, he's going to smash up on our tracks.
Oh, kid, whoever you are, straighten out. Straighten out, boy. Don't fall. Oh, he must be hurt bad. He's not bailing out.
He's heading straight for the bridge, Colonel.
The poor guy. Don't hit that bridge. Don't.
Oh, he's trying to turn around the tracks. Oh, look at that boy. Get down. Here he comes. Come on, before he starts burning.
Yes, sir.
Right, Rule. Grab this wing with me.
Hey,
turn her over.
Fire! The engine's burning. She's going to explode.
All right, everybody, push up. Push up.
Up.
All right, come on. Get him out of here. Grab the cockpit cover.
Pull him out.
Yep.
Pull. Hey, let me smash the hatch. The cover's jammed.
All right, go ahead, but be careful. Don't hurt the kid now. Come on, he's moving. He's alive. Rule, get him throwing sand on that engine before the tanks catch fire.
Disarm! Hello, Vicky.
All right. Grab one of the arms, Collins.
Yes, sir.
Up now.
There we go. He kept his legs, sir. He must have got it in the legs.
Up with him.
There he is.
Smith, grab his legs.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get away from this thing. Rule, get everybody clear before she blows.
Servez-vous! Servez-vous, attention!
We're safe, miss. She won't blow this far. Here comes first aid.
All right. Let him down there.
All right, come on. We'll pull that plane off the tracks before she blows.
But she... Okay, sir. I'm with you, sir. And there she goes, sir.
Yeah. And there goes our track. Oh, sometimes I get awfully discouraged, Collins. Look at that hole. Look at it.
Yes, sir. I didn't have time to tell you, sir. Headquarters said over the phone it was wonderful how we got the track clear.
No, they did, huh?
Yes, sir. They also said that they were sending the ammunition trains right through, sir.
Yeah. Well, that's really big of them.
We ain't never going to get that hole filled and track laid in no time for trains.
What a war. All right, Collins, here's the tick. That plane wreckage won't be cool enough to move until morning. I want a shoe fly thrown around that section. Curve out the tracks about, well, say, 30 feet around the plane and start your fly back there by the ledge.
Right, sir.
Rule!
Oh, coming, monsieur.
Now, listen, Rule. Get your gang. Bring in new ties. Haul up the rails and angle bars. If you need anything, just holler, but get those guys going. You understand?
Oui, monsieur. Hello! Ready on the ground, hello!
Well, Collins, I think we're going to break a record laying track. Yeah, I'd like it very much. Those ammo trains could go right through. In fact, if we don't break a couple of records, the United States Army is going to start moving backwards again for lack of ammunition. And if they move backwards, we're going to have to blow up that bridge. And if I have to blow that bridge up after all the headaches we had building it, I'm going to leave the Transportation Corps, pick up a cannon, and go hunting Germans. Now, let's see some smoke around here.
All is going forward, monsieur.
Fine, fine, great. Oh, but must those Arabs make that beautiful music all the time? Rule, tell each and every one of those boys that the colonel is a lover of Arabian music. That after the war, he's going to buy himself an album of Arabian records and play them over and over again, every morning, in memory of those wonderful people. Now let's lay some track. Well, the sun went down that day, and we kept at it, feeling the tracks for vibration that would tell us of the approach of those ammo trains. News came through that the Germans had bombed our forward ammunition depot. Our artillery up ahead had, well, a four-hour supply of shells, no more. I tell you frankly, if our boy had to retreat again because the supply trains were held up, I think I'd have eaten my helmet, strap and all. Because I did not intend to blow up the rails we'd laid if I could possibly help it. It was long about midnight. I was checking rail widths on the new shoe fly we'd almost finished. Collins came running to me. The wrecked plane was still smoking where she lay.
Colonel, the trains are coming down the line. The tracks are buzzing like an electric razor.
Roll, monsieur.
Roll, what do you say?
We're working so fast we can't hear. These spikes can only go in when they are founded.
Well, where's the sledge? Come on, Collins, grab a hammer. Let's bang in a couple.
Here you are, sir. I'll hold the spike.
Okay. She started now, Collins. Grab a sledge.
Right, sir.
Smith!
Yes, sir!
Grab a lantern. Get back there and flag her down.
Yes, sir!
She's coming up fast, sir.
Bang that spike, boy. Bang it!
Yes, sir.
We hear you, pal. We hear you.
Here she comes, sir.
Are you coming back there, Rule?
Oh, it's done 1 minute, monsieur.
Well, we got them all pounded in here, sir.
How is it, Rule? Can I let them go through?
Quack, clear!
Smith! Track clear! Everybody off the track, stand away. Don't leave any hammers laying around. All right, she's riding through. Get going, mister. I'm waiting for you up front. Cigarette roll?
Thank you, monsieur.
How about you, Collins?
Well, I don't mind if I do.
Well, boys, we made it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. She's passed through. Here we are, sitting on the sand, and everything's quiet. And the moon shines as though nothing had happened. And in a record book somewhere, a notation goes down. Track bombed out. Track clear. And that's the end of it. Oh, what a war. You know, Rule, that singing is beginning to sound kind of nice. I think I'm getting used to it.
That is because you know the song, monsieur.
What do you mean, I know the song?
Oh, oui, monsieur. I teach them that one with Sergeant Collins. You know about Monsieur Casey Jones, who have another papa on his own leg line, eh? Listen.
Well, how do you like that? Casey Jones. Yeah, this is some war. A fighting Frenchman, Americans, and an immortal Arabian section gang singing Casey Jones in the middle of the African desert. Oh, Rule, I tell you, if we lose this war, there'll be an awful lot of brotherhood gone to waste.
Thank you, Pat O'Brien. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. O'Brien will return a little later on in the program. Meantime, here is Gayne Whitman with a message from DuPont.
Ordnance used to be thought of as guns and ammunition, and that was about all.
But today, the Ordnance Department of the Army handles just about everything connected with the design, procurement, manufacture, distribution, maintenance, and salvage of all tools with which the Army fights. Not only ammunition, for example, but the boxes the ammunition is packed in, the trucks that carry it to the guns themselves, and if they happen to be mounted in tanks, the tanks too. Ordnance is a $2 billion business with more than a million trained men. Those $2 billion are your dollars and my dollars. When we buy war bonds, some of the things we help to buy are the fighting weapons of ordnance. We back the attack. These are the dollars and the weapons that liberated North Africa and Sicily. These are the dollars and the weapons that will invade Europe and end the war. There is no better argument for buying bonds in the Third War Loan than the ordnance exhibits which are being shown in various cities in the country. The best-known company names in American industry are represented in the ordnance shows. One manufacturer who used to make bottle caps is now turning out ammunition cases that can be stored at the bottom of a river without leaking. A refrigerator company is making giant siege guns. As you walk from one interesting exhibit to another, you think, so that's why I can't buy a new saw. They're making armor plate. And when you see the armor plate shield that protects the pilot of one of our bombers, and think how many lives may be saved, you get a lump in your throat and decide you can wait for a new saw. Wait a long time if need be. These scores of manufacturers supplying Army ordnance are virtually a list of DuPont customers. In some cases, DuPont ammonia was used in treating the steel. In others, a DuPont finish was used on it. The rayon that goes into a parachute designed to carry a demolition bomb to Earth. The three-dimensional use of colored paints that speeds wartime production. The lacquer that coats a shell case. The laminated cellophane in which a rifle is packed for shipment. Those, and with 100 other contributions of chemistry, are among the wartime tasks of DuPont, better things for better living through chemistry.
One of the DuPont better things for better living through chemistry is Speed Easy, a product many people are using to utilize extra rooms for war workers. If you have a spare room that might be used by a war worker, remember, it's easy to freshen up dingy wallpaper or any wall surface with a coat of DuPont Speed Easy, the remarkable new wall finish that thins with water. It hides in one quick coat and dries in an hour. Speed Easy comes in 8 beautiful pastel tints for every room in your house. Try DuPont Speed Easy. And now here is Pat O'Brien, star of this evening's cavalcade.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I do hope you found as much pleasure in this story as I did when I first read the script some weeks ago. It serves to make us conscious of the job the railroads are doing in this war. You see, we don't ordinarily think of the railroads at the front. And while the story of Iron Camels was fictionized, all the essential facts are true. Besides being a triumph of arms, the Tunisia victory was a triumph of men working together to keep the supplies rolling. American railroad men fighting French and Arabs. And this was an important contribution in the conquest of Sicily and the fall of Italy.
Next week, Cavalcade brings you another popular motion picture star, Randolph Scott. Our play, The Vengeance of Torpedo 8, is a story of heroism in the Pacific. How the men of a United States Navy torpedo bomber squadron avenged the death of 42 of their comrades over Midway. DuPont invites you to be its guest again next week when we bring you The Vengeance of Torpedo 8. The story of adventure and daring starring Randolph Scott as Lieutenant Harold Larson, U.S. Navy, on the Cavalcade of America. In tonight's play, Wally Mayer played Sergeant Collins. The musical score was composed and conducted by Robert Armbruster. Pat O'Brien appeared through the courtesy of RKO Pictures, where he is currently starring in The Iron Major. This is James Bannon sending best wishes from Cavalcade sponsor, the DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware. Cavalcade of America came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.